Well, thank you for the introduction, Professor Pernovsky, and I am sorry for not able to attend the whole conference. Unfortunately, I had my PhD thesis and the deposit procedure must be done, must have been done, and the person in charge was sick, so things delayed. That's why I couldn't make the talk and the whole conference, and I'm already here. Because I drove all the night from New York City to make this talk, and I hope you're going to at least enjoy it. All right, so, well, I'm going to mostly talk about the stochastic part of the dynamics. I don't know, have you you attended Professor Schaefer's talk, but he spoke about the deterministic and higher order short path equation, I believe. And today I'm going to talk about the stochastic short path equation and the randomness. So I'm going to just jump to stochastic. One second. Well, we may have to go back at some point. That's why I have everything here. All right, here we go. All right, here. So, we are dealing with stochastic world, which means we have randomness in the equation. And that's going to make the equation stochastic differential equation. If you remember short path equation, deterministic short path equation, which is, all right, here we go. This is the original form of the equation, but as you know that, we have so-called Sacovitch form of short path equation, which is this form. And we know that this equation is integrable and it possesses solitary wave solutions. So now the problem is how we're going to incorporate the randomness into equation. So that's the question. So our argument basically follows up the NLS arguments. Basically, we say there is no perfect media, so there must be randomness somewhere. But as you know that, one of the main issues in nonlinear science is to spot the source of randomness. So basically, there are a lot of impurities in fiber cables, and the light goes to random scattering with those impurities in the medium, and that will just bring you a randomness in the dispersion term. Or you can argue this way as well. In the derivation of short path equation, we treat the higher order susceptibilities as the as perturbation. So basically, they're already small. What is contributing to the main equation is the first order susceptibility. So we argue that the randomness must be included in the first order susceptibility. The first equation, I don't know, this is work. Is this the pointer? Yeah. Okay. Perfect. So this is the susceptibility equation in the infrared regime. So that's a very nice approximation, and it is based on the experimental data. So in the regular case, in deriving short path equations, we do not have this randomness part. But when you argue there must be some sort of randomness, so we just incorporate the randomness here in this part of the susceptibility. Chi 0 and chi 2 here are just constant numbers. V prime is just the strength of the noise, and this is just some fluctuating number, and this is the wavelength of the short path. So basically, if you follow up the same derivation we derive the Maxwell equations, you will end up getting the stochastic wave equation, which would be in this form. So you see that we have a fluctuating term here. So again, nu is scaled strength of noise. It's slightly different than nu prime here. So basically, if you just pick up zero strength of noise, you will go back to the deterministic Maxwell equation or one-dimensional nonlinear wave equation. So now this term is white noise. We treat this as white noise. So as you know that, white noise is represented this way. So V here is again measures the strength of the noise. So well, we do multiple scale expansion of the form again, but in this case, it is slightly different than the multiple scale expansion for the deterministic equation. In the deterministic case, we do not have really x0 in m0 and x0 in m1. But if you include those, you will end up getting the same deterministic short pass equation. But in this case, you have to really include x0s here. As you do the multiple expansion, you will see that having x0s in the equations, in m0 and m1 equations, are actually must. So this is the new chaos. So chi is the time, and x1 epsilon x, and x2 epsilon 2, epsilon squared x, and so on and so forth. So if you insert this into the wave equation here, and change the, well, now you have new variables, so you have to change the derivatives of x and t with respect, by chain rule for the new variables. If you do so, then you'll get a lot of terms. Terms of order 1 over epsilon will cancel out. So you get nothing from this, from these terms. On the other hand, terms of order 1 or epsilon to the 0th power will give you this equation. And this equation will basically mean m0 is independent of x0. So you can just replace m0 here without x0, so this form. But note that m1 still depends on x0. Doesn't mean that all m's are independent of x0. Okay, so, and then what about the other terms? So terms of order epsilon will lead to the solvability, so-called solvability condition. So this is the solvability condition. And the term on the left side is the secular term, so it has to be removed. You can just basically set that to 0, and you can say, okay, and then we have to deal with the noise here. And if you look at the dependence on noise, noise now depends on the fast variable x. On the other hand, the equation has the slow variable x1. If you remember x1 is epsilon x. If you choose epsilon 0.2, so it's like 5 times smaller x1 than x. All right, so this is the solvability condition. You can you can just remove this and then obtain the stochastic short path equation. But for the sake of understanding the noise argument, so what we will do, we will integrate this equation. Well, we have an interval from 0 to t. We discretize this interval to n intervals. Each interval goes from 0 to measures one period. So basically, the first period goes from 0 to 1. The second period goes from 1 to 2, and so on and so forth. So if you integrate this equation for each period, you will get a bunch of similar equations. But let's just look at the first period. So if you integrate this whole equation from 0 to 1, so you see that the this is a secular term, so you're going to have this side. The integration will come out this side. So because this depends on x0, there's going to be a graph. So what you should do is you should pin down this to 0 so that you don't have any graph in the equation. So basically, what about the right-hand side? So in the right-hand side, it is slightly different. You see that the first term is independent of x0. So we are integrating with respect to x0. So that's going to come out of the integral, and just like this one, so this term and that term will come out of the integral. So, but the noise term will not come out of the integral because x or x0 are the same thing, so you have to note that this integration must be done. So for the first period, when we integrate from 0 to 1, for each period, we draw a random number 1. So we call that kappa 1. So if you repeat this for the following periods, the second period, third period, and so on and so forth, you get like bunch of random numbers. So kappa 1, kappa 2, kappa 1 is the random number we draw for the first period. Kappa 2, if you repeat the integration, kappa 2 will be the second random number we have in the equation. So for the second period, kappa 3 will be the third random number for the third period. So basically, you have n periods, and now you have a collection of n random numbers. So now, you have to notice that now you have a collection of discrete random numbers, and you have to somehow make approximation such that you go from discrete approximation to continuous approximation. That must be done, and that's so-called coarse-graining approximation. So basically, since the fast noise here, is a white noise, we argue that, we don't argue, but the noise in the slow scale must also be white noise. So basically, we go from this collection of n random numbers to this continuous noise in the slow scale. So that's basically chi x1. I believe it's chi, right? This, yeah? Xi? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm always confused with the Greek letters. Is it so far okay? Yeah? Okay. So basically, now you see that this is the, if you do that coarse graining approximation, you will end up getting this equation. This is really very similar to what we have in the deterministic case. If you make the transformation to the form so-called, we call it Sakovich form because Professor Sakovich and I think his son has derived the analytical solutions. So if you do the transformation to go from the original form to the so-called Sakovich form, so you will get the stochastic short path equation in the Sakovich form this way. So this is the noise, and this is the noise in the slow scale, and it's a continuous noise, and it must be a white noise, just like the noise in the fast scale. Okay, so now the question is, what is the impact of all these noise on the solitary waves? So as the solitary wave propagates along the fiber line, in which we have impurities and all other kind of small randomness, so do they really affect terribly the propagation of the solitary waves or not? So that's the question. So we did the numerical experiment, and we observed that the solitary waves, unlike... yes, that's professor. Distribution is normally, yes, I forgot to say, thank you for reminding me. So the distribution is white noise already is a normally distributed noise with zero mean, one unit or unit variance. So for which one? Oh, okay. So I have to go back and I show you. Let me see. Okay. So see that good that I have everything here. So all right. So okay. This is the deterministic short path equation, and it's in the original form. So you see that we have chi1, x1 as the short as the slow scale, and phi is the time. And we transform this equation to this form through this transformation. So basically, I use capital T in order not to mix up with the small t we have in the nonlinear wave equation. So basically, it's the time scale. We can make it small t, but it is just related to the x1 through this way. Yeah? Is that fine? Yeah. I'm coming to that, actually. That's going to be the next one. All right, so... okay, so... here is the stochastic, so-called stochastic shortfalls equation, and this is, again, joint work with my advisor, Professor Tobias Schaefer, and he gave his talk on Tuesday. All right, so this is the stochastic shortfalls equation, and we have an additive noise. So if you just set the strength of the noise to zero, basically, you go back to the deterministic short path equation. And we just said what happens if the solitary waves propagates with the randomness in the equation. So that's what we observe. Dashed line is the numerical experiment that we obtain for the stochastic short path equation. Solid line is just the deterministic solitary wave at that propagation distance, at 50 propagation distance. It just moves to the left, but you can always let it move to the right by changing the sign. That's not a problem. Okay, so basically, we did ask the question in the deterministic case: what happens if we use the solution of short path equation in the original equation, and we realize that the solitary waves or the solitons of short path equations nicely propagate in the deterministic, in the deterministic Maxwell equations. So, in a similar fashion, what happens if we just use the analytical solution of the short path equation as the initial condition for the stochastic Maxwell equation, and that's what we have? You see that the impact of the noise is more. The reason why is already we have deterministic error in the equation, and now we have on top of it We have the randomness, so that just means they add up and then they will just have a better impact, although it also propagates stably up to the order of epsilon. Yeah, so basically epsilon is chosen in this experiment as 0.2. So it's a small parameter as imposed by the multiple scale expansion method. Okay, so, but, alright, but this is really a not good picture. So what happens, you really want to see the accumulation of error as the solitary wave propagates in these stochastic equations, both stochastic short path equation and stochastic Maxwell equation. So basically we plot the difference between the numerical result and the analytical result for both stochastic equations versus propagation distance you see here. So basically blue line is for the Maxwell equation, stochastic Maxwell equation, and the green line is for the stochastic short path equation. Yeah? Okay. So this is the error accumulation, or in other words, this is the difference between the, you see, as the pulse propagates along the fiber from 0 to 25, we observe the error accumulation, or in other words, we observe the difference between the numerical result and analytical solutions, exact analytical solutions. And as we expected, so the error accumulation for each equation must be same. But you should also note that we remove for the blue line, that's for the Maxwell equation, we remove the deterministic error already in the equation. So basically, this is the error accumulation for stochastic, the green line is for the stochastic short path equation, and blue is for, again, stochastic Maxwell equation. So this is the difference between the difference between the numerical result and the analytical result for the stochastic equations. Already the deterministic error removed from the Maxwell, in the Maxwell case. But you see, again, this is for one particular realization of noise. So it doesn't really make sense if you work with the equations for one particular realization of noise. So instead, you should really look at the probability distribution, as Professor Polinowski mentioned. So basically, we look at that as well. So that's what we see. So blue line is, again, is for the Maxwell, stochastic Maxwell equation. And green line is for the stochastic short path equation. So basically, you see, what is this graph? Let's first mention that. So that's the probability distribution of the difference of difference between numerical result and the exact result versus the infinite norm or maximum error at the propagation distance 25.6 or 25. Yeah. Okay, all right, so, the probability distribution, as you see, match very well. So green is basically the probability distribution for the slow noise, so-called, and blue is the probability distribution for the fast noise. Since we modeled both the fast noise and the slow noise are white noises, right? So we expect that the statistical properties of these noise must match. So this probability distribution already shows that they are matching to up to a very good accuracy at that propagation distance. And the tail of the probability distribution tells us that the difference between the numerical result and the analytical result or exact results is getting the probability for having 0.02 difference is getting less and less for that. Is actually small, not is getting less and less, sorry. Is actually a small probability. So basically, let me show you one, I don't know if it makes sense, but let me just show you one thing. So, all right, 1 second, sorry. Oops. All right, here. So, okay, this is the growth of deviation for the evolution of the short path solitons in the nonlinear wave equation, so it's defined by different norms. So the solid line is the growth of deviation between the numerical experiment and the analytical result. As you see that, as we expect, the growth, that difference will grow as the solitary wave propagates along the medium, right? So basically at the propagation distance 25, we have pretty much 0.02 difference. So basically now if you go back to probability distribution, you see that having a difference bigger than or greater than 0.02 at the propagation distance 25 is not very probable. Okay, so, and the tail shows that fact. Okay. Well, so again, our approximation for the fast noise and the coarse graining noise, or in other words, the slow noise, seems like very good because the probability distributions are matching very well. So, that just shows that we are on the right track of having the stochastic short path equations. So as for the outlook, we would like to actually do more research between the stochastic short path equation and the other stochastic nonlinear systems like stochastic nonlinear Schrödinger equation or stochastic KDV. So that's going to be the further research along the way. And that's about it. So thank you very much.